just a few days' time, we're going to click over into a new year. Now, of course, it's just another day. But the idea of yet another year slipping away, well, it tends to focus the mind. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In these last few days, we often find ourselves thinking about the year that's been, the good times and the bad, the victories and the losses, our wise decisions, and the mistakes we regret. Why do we do that? Well, in a very real sense, it's about processing the past so that we can lay it to rest. Because if we don't, the bad things, the losses, the mistakes, their impact will linger on. So as you process this year, particularly, let me say, the sorrows that do need to be laid to rest, here's a word from God to help you through that. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. The kind of sorrow God wants makes people decide to change their lives. This leads them to salvation, and we cannot be sorry for that. But the kind of sorrow that the world has will bring death. So, sorrow is a double-edged sword. It can be a good thing or a bad thing. It can bring us to a point of changing how we live, of improving our lives, or wallowing in the negativity in a way that drags us down. Listen very carefully as you process your year, as you lay it to rest. The kind of sorrow that God wants is the sort that'll make you decide to change your life. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, the love of God for you is more than words could ever say. He wants to fill you with His love, His joy, His peace. He wants to transform your life. And that's why I would so love to send you your fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of my latest book, Who is Jesus? But this is the last week that this particular one will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org.